Well, I'll tell you what, I'm just going to stay right at the border for the moment. And it's part of the theme of my entire show today. You know, I'm going to be showing some of the Benny Thomas Project Veritas Facebook video, you know, where he talks about when these transformed humans, these AI humans, are just going to look down at us like ants. And he says, when I go to a picnic, I don't worry about how many ants I step on, right? And when these transformed humans become fully singularized, transformed, they're going to look at us like ants. So I think they already do look at us like ants. They just look at the globe and they say, let's move millions from Guatemala or anywhere to America. And the hell with Americans. They're just the red ants, the black ants, the yellow ants, you know, the soldier ants. We just move an ants around. And you know, if you move an ants around, you don't really give a damn if sometimes you step on a bunch of them, or sometimes the fire ant poison kills the wrong kind
of ants.
That's
right. It's called playing God. They're playing God.
Benny Thomas talks about when this AI happens, when its chips are planted in everybody's brain, or excuse me, the elite's brains. But I think at the Bill Gates level, they already consider themselves there. Bill Gates doesn't need a chip in his brain because he is surrounded by screens and supercomputers, right? He has all that information. Benny Thomas later in that video talks about when these super elite transformed singularity humans have the chips, they are going to be like a new species because they will have not only the ability to have like the entire Library of Congress in their head, instant access, everything, but they'll be able to crunch all that information like a Superman, like a god. Well, I think that Bill Gates already considers himself in that status. And we are just ants to these people. And they may even go to bed at night thinking, well, we're really doing a lot of good because we're helping more ants than we're destroying. And it's all for the betterment of humanity that we're, you know, taking our rake and just raking the ants from here and smashing the ants over there. But we singularized, transformed humans, we know what's best. We are God. And I think
they are essential. They are ascended. We are not.
And they are already there. When you know, and I think that Benny Thomas, anybody that hasn't seen that Project Veritas, watch it 10 times. This is a guy who listens to the inner circle. This is like getting one of Hitler's cabinet, one of his, you know, war staff to say what his really Hitler is thinking about. And so what Benny Thomas says in that Project Veritas video should be ingrained in your brain. This is how they comprehend us. We are ants. They are the superhumans and we are the ants. And we've got to accept that and prepare for what's coming. Anyway, and this is going to be the theme of the day, and I'm very calm. I'll be back in a couple minutes.
AI is essentially evolving to become like human intelligence, and then it's going to go beyond human intelligence. And at that point, humans are expendable. You know, the way we treat everything else in the world, like we think we're the best, like the superior most species. So, like,
well, we're programming machines.
If you and I went to a picnic, we would not spend 1 minute thinking about the ants that we stepped on the grass, right? For AI, we will become like those ants. It's not like the AI will try to kill us. They just won't care because it'll be so superior that it'll be like, these people don't matter. So I might be killing hundreds of ants when I walk in the park. I don't know and I don't care.
All I can say is, wow. You know, Benny Thomas says like global leader for Facebook. So he's a big shot. He's somebody that's in the room at the table. You know, they say, Bannon is a saying, if you're not in the room, you're not in the deal. Okay. Benny Thomas is in the room. He's in the room at the high level. And we are so far beyond a constitutional republic where we vote for our leaders and it makes a damn. We are so far beyond that. People should watch that entire video, not only does Benny Thomas talk about, you know, ordinary humans being seen as ants, which I believe they already believe. Benny Thomas is sort of confessing. He's saying in the future, but at the Jack Dorsey, at the level of Google, Alphabet, YouTube, Twitter, they are already there. Okay. They are in their own minds, in their own perceptions, they are already the superhumans. You know, Benny Thomas in that video, he's kind of, I guess he's trying to play, he's probably trying to get laid, frankly. Okay. This is why they often send in like younger, aspiring intern type female reporters, you know, that are trying to get a job while buttering some guy up. And the guy's thinking, if I say the right stuff, I'll wind up in my hotel with her. I mean, let's be frank. This is what's going on. And little does he know, she's actually a freedom fighter. She is a freedom fighter like anybody you've ever seen in history. And he's saying that Facebook has to be broken up, that no king in history ever ruled 2 billion people. All right. And that Mark Zuckerberg already is that king. So yes, Mark Zuckerberg, who put something like $450 to $500 million into defeating Trump in the last election cycle by funneling money to just Democrat precincts and districts to get out the vote, you know, the paying for the drop boxes, paying overtime for all of these Democrat precinct officials, only in Democrat areas. He already considers himself a god. He considers himself way above obeying any like local national law. To Mark Zuckerberg, a U.S. law or a Belgian law or a Uganda law, that's just a little hassle. That's like avoiding a speed trap in some podunk town, you know, in Kansas or West Virginia. To Mark Zuckerberg, these are like literally the ants at the picnic, these laws. These are things that you just have to work around. He already is, I think, in his own perception, that AI transformed superhuman. So at this point, the United States, we have a government, but really our politicians, from Biden to McConnell to all of them, you know, with the exception of some freedom fighters, you know, the Matt Gaetzes and the DeSantises, they're trying. But they are such a tiny percentage, they really can't move the needle. The CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, has so infiltrated our country, buying off universities, buying off corporations through deals where, you know, if we can't send our people to your corporation in America, where they'll essentially be spies, then you're not going to do business in China. Between big tech, if you make a conglomerate out of Google Alphabet, Facebook and Twitter, if you make that into a conglomerate, they have the other great power pole, along with Chairman Xi in Beijing. Those are the two real power players in the world. When we're looking at an American politician today, we're like a Brit in, say, the 1950s, coasting on past memories of the glories of Great Britain. But in reality, the Navy of World War II has been scrapped. It's a welfare state and it's broke. That's the United States right now. So the Brits in the 1950s thought, we're still a world power. We still have a Navy. You know, are we going to vote for Attlee or are we going to vote for Churchill or who, you know, but it didn't matter. The UK was done. The power had moved on to the United States of America in a battle with global communism at the time, the Soviet Union and the beginning of communist China. Now the power has moved on from the United States, totally moved on. Now the power is balanced between communist China and these tech giants. Our military at this point has, and it's obvious, it's become a joke. It's become a joke. It's been taken over. It's been infiltrated and it's become just a woke shadow of itself. Yes, we still have aircraft carriers. However, the aircraft carriers of today are the equivalent of a battleship in 1940. Very impressive if you don't understand the next stage of warfare. Not impressive if you understand that dive bombers can take them out. So our aircraft carriers, which are very impressive, and when they sail, you know, through the South China Sea, it looks powerful. But today, China can take them out if they're anywhere near China. Our aircraft carriers can't get close enough to Taiwan to defend Taiwan without them being destroyed by Chinese missiles. And I'll talk about this some more, but when you think about the missile wars of, say, 30 years ago, Desert Storm, when those Scud 2s were fired, they were like a World War II V-2 rocket, plus or minus a mile, wherever they land, who knows, inertial guidance. Have you seen how the Falcon X boosters land on a barge in the middle of the ocean? Controlling things coming in from space has evolved to a fine point. And any warships, including our aircraft carriers, that are anywhere near China are as obsolete as the battleships, going into World War II. It's just passé. And we haven't learned this yet. Like the Brits in the 1950s, we're still coasting on memories of our past glory and military power. And that day is sunsetting. And America is in for some very rude awakenings in the near future, military, economic, social, and in other areas. And I'm going to continue talking on the other side about the vaccine and what it means in terms of the superhumans transforming the world and just treating us like ants. That's exactly what's going on with COVID and the so-called COVID vaccines. And we're going to explore this more on the other side. You know, a lot of people would like to get my books, but they don't want to participate with Amazon, and I understand that. You can also get my books using PayPal or my PO address. Anyway, we're in a very hard spot now. We are seeing all of our paradigms smashed. Michael Yon, who's I consider really brilliant. He's just an unusual guy. He is former Green Beret officer. Now he has spent decades traveling to the hellholes of the world to understand revolutions and civil wars. And he's been doing this on a shoestring budget, just putting out his own Michael Yon dispatches. And something he said wrote a couple weeks ago that has really stuck with me is, if you keep being surprised, if your paradigm doesn't explain what you're observing, then your paradigm is wrong and you need to scrap it. And you need to come up with a new paradigm and keep working on it until it fits what you're observing. Because people tend to cling, like those 1950s Brits, clinging to the glories of a bygone Great Britain. It didn't serve them because they were becoming a second and then a third tier minor European power. Now they have about a quarter of the navy of Spain. The Brits can barely send a destroyer to the Med these days. I mean, it's absolutely pathetic. But it would have helped the Brits if they had understood where they were going long ago. They wouldn't have channeled themselves into socialism and becoming a welfare state. You can't have a universal benefits welfare state and also be a great power. They didn't understand it. And by the time they woke up, it was too late. They'd imported millions of people that have no love of England, no love of Britain, and really are just there for the welfare. And this is the path that we're going down. So Michael Yon is right now, apparently he's got a sponsor because I watched Steve Bannon's War Room. It's a terrific show in the morning. And he's satellite videoing in, which is very difficult and expensive, from the border, currently the border of Panama, actually the bottom of the Pan-American Highway, because the Pan-American Highway does not run all the way across Panama. The bottom 30 miles of Panama is called the Darien Gap. And it's unbelievable in the 21st century. There's no road through it. It belongs to pirates and criminals and cartels and gangsters. It's just crazy. People have to either pay their way through it or take a boat around it. But the Pan-American Highway starts on the north end of the Darien Gap. Under Trump, they were keeping the people were staying in Central America. They knew that they couldn't get into the United States. If you're going to come all the way to the border of the USA and be stuck in a Mexican holding camp, people stopped coming. It wasn't worth it. Obviously, we know what's happened. Biden last year during the debates, he said, come one, come all. Everybody gets, you know, health care, education. That started ringing the dinner bell. And when he was elected, people started packing. Now, Michael Yon reports that in Panama, the government of Panama under Trump had been holding people that were coming from all over the world and making their way to Panama. We're talking about from China, from Africa, and with deals made with Trump, they were holding them and sending them back to their home countries. Well, they're now overrun because of Biden's ringing the dinner bell. So now the government of Panama is taking old surplus American school buses that they have plenty of down there, and they are running the immigrants, the migrants, up the length of Panama as fast as they can to the border of Guatemala. Full speed, no waiting. And that's happening in each country now, all the way up to the Mexican border. Don't think for a minute that these people are walking thousands of miles to get there. They're taking buses, they're getting paid. If they can't pay cash, they're being raped or extorted in other ways. They keep track of these people so that they can follow them once they're in the USA, because a lot of these people are virtually criminal indentured servants when they reach the United States. Like, for example, the sex workers that were killed in Georgia the other day. Nobody's really giving much of a damn about them, but how did they get into the United States? And what was their deal? The fact is, a lot of these massage parlor Asian girls are sex slaves that are brought in with a wink and a nod, you know, often flying in or sometimes at the border, but they owe their tong gangs years of prostitution to pay for their ticket. This is what the Biden administration is cooperating with now. They're now in bed with the cartels and the Chinese tongs, you know, with the worst gangsters in humanity. They're in bed and encouraging this mass flood. And we have only seen the priming of the pump. What we are seeing in the last couple weeks is literally the drips through the dam before the dam breaks open. Because all around the world, the word has gone out. America is wide open. And if you get to America, they will not kick you out. You will get free health care, free education, you know, free housing or subsidized housing and a chance for a job. You'll be straight on the welfare rolls. And if the Democrats pass H.R. 1, which is the legalized, the legalized corrupt voting act, which takes the worst aspects of the 2020 election and makes them law. If this passes 50-50 with Kamala Harris deciding, that's officially the end of the United States. We're not a free country anymore. At that point, we're just the USSA, because not one election in the future will matter worth one damn. And I don't know if we can stop them, because they're talking about H.R. 1 being a civil rights matter. And should the filibuster needing 60 votes to move a bill to a final vote? If they get rid of the filibuster for H.R. 1 by calling it a civil rights law, that's it. We're done. The country will be flooded with illegals. Estimates are a minimum of 2 million per year for the next 2 years before Republicans have a chance to do anything about it. 2 million a year. And that's a conservative estimate, because these type of floods have a way of gaining speed. And now this is going to be a huge social catastrophe in the United States. You know, every town is going to be a border town. A large percentage of these people don't speak any language that we know. I mean, there are Indians from Guatemala that don't even speak Spanish. Whole villages are coming up. And when these towns in El Salvador and Guatemala and around the world, they're not just losing excess people. they're losing, you know, the baker. They're losing the school teacher. They're losing people that when they leave, there's no reason for anybody else to stay. So there are entire villages, you know, towns evacuating across Latin America to come to the land of the free stuff. And we have only seen a little trickle of what is coming. I mean, people should, if we had decent news, if you didn't have to watch InfoWars or Bannon War Room to get real news, we'd know a lot more about this. But we are like the happy little town underneath the dam. And we think that the dam is under control and it's just a little spillway. And occasionally it's bigger or it's thinner. But the dam is about to break. And this is not by accident. This is entirely by design. Matt Gaetz has a saying for it. It's not anymore just catch and release. It's catch, release, and vote. In H.R. 1, they're taking citizenship out of the equation for vote, for getting a vote. They're going to send mail-in ballots to every living human that applies for any government service anywhere. That's what's coming, a flood.
I'm really glad that I wrote those books starting now almost 20 years ago, my Enemies trilogy in particular, because if I wrote them today, I would probably be charged with sedition or trying to provoke civil disorder. So if you write something and predict it far enough out in front, hopefully, in my case, it'll give me some kind of insulation. Because I would hate to get the midnight knock on the door with the armored car out front and the stormtroopers and Stasis busting down the door. I was in Washington on the 6th, but I didn't get closer to the actual Capitol building than about a half a mile. We stopped and studied it with binoculars, and we could tell that it was just a real goat rodeo. And it was going to do nobody any good to get any closer. And now we've seen people arrested, you know, weeks and months after the event who never went into the Capitol, but they were geolocated because they crossed a quote unquote geofence where the FBI asks Google and your cell phone provider, you know, if you had crossed a certain street during a certain time, and that's enough to get you charged now with a felony. And what the feds do, they do a thing called charge stacking. There's a reason why 99% of federal criminal cases that go to court result in a conviction. How can that be? 99%? Really? Are they just that good? They only pick really, really guilty people? And what they do is they charge stack. So they've created interesting new felonies like interfering with a government procedure or something like that. They charge you with 10 overlapping crimes that'll give you 100 years in prison. And if you want to take your chances on a 99% conviction rate, go right ahead. Or you can plead it down to one felony charge, lose your license, lose your job, lose your house because of the legal fees, be a broken man and only spend a couple years in jail or maybe get probation, kind of the Roger Stone treatment. If you're willing to roll the dice on that, go right ahead. But if you lose, and let's face it, if you're in the Capitol or near the Capitol, you're going to be in front of a super liberal D.C. jury, in front of a super liberal D.C. judge who's going to hate you by your face and your politics. So who wants to take a chance on 99 years in prison? Plead it down. That's the state of the Stasi America we live in today. That's how it works. Now, we have to, going back to Michael Yon and his examination of paradigms, if you're constantly fooled, you can't figure out what's going on, you're in a state of confusion and befuddlement, you can't understand what happened to your country, you know, all of your institutions are failing you. The big media lies bold-faced, like this Washington Post lie. They got caught with the fake phone call about from Trump to the Georgia attorney general. They just made up fake quotes that got into the actual impeachment, second impeachment trial. Find the fraud, completely made up.
Then a tape comes out months later. Who cares? The damage is done. The damage is done. We saw this before the election. The FBI had the Hunter Biden laptop for almost a year, and they hid it. They hid it during his first bogus impeachment over Ukraine. All the exculpatory information was in Hunter Biden's laptop that the FBI had, and they hid it during an impeachment of the president. And then before the election, when a copy of the laptop got out because the computer shop owner didn't finally gave up on the FBI and got it to Rudy Giuliani's people, and multiple copies were made, big tech suppressed the story. They buried it. They spiked the New York Post's story on the Tony Bobulinski admissions about how corrupt the Bidens are. So you have to forget regular media, and I include Fox News because there seems to be a certain point that they won't tread. Like they got the word right after the election. Vote fraud is off the table. Don't even mention it. So even Fox News can't count on it. That's why InfoWars is so important. Band.video, so important to share these videos. Now, going back to Michael Young, another thing that he has said, because the guy is really brilliant. You see him, he's like a gruff grizzly bear, former special forces reporter. But and you look at him, you think he's just like a street rumbler, you know, like a guy used to sleeping in a tent or in the back of a Land Rover somewhere in the third world. And I'm sure he is. But he comes up with some real brilliance. And a new thing he is pushing is his concept that he has seen all over the world. He calls it the HOP principle, H-O-P, the human osmotic pressure. He says no matter where you are, whether it's, you know, between Ethiopia and Somalia, there will be a human osmotic pressure. And what Biden has done is pulled the filter out, just said, no filter, please come. And all that built-up pressure that was held back during the Trump years, even though the wall wasn't completed, just the psychological impression to the world was America's closed. They've made a deal with Mexico. You can't cross the border and ask for asylum. You're just going to wind up in a Mexican refugee camp, so go home. This worked, but the human osmotic pressure was building. And when Biden last year announcing for the future we're going to have a more humane policy, and now currently saying, just don't come now, but we're getting everything set. In other words, we're building the refugee centers. We're getting ready. That's not going to stop people. That's another ticket to ride. That's another dinner bell ringing. They're just saying don't come now tells everybody, boy, if I don't come now, I'm going to be way at the back of the line. Come now so you're at the front of the line. We are going to see something like what happened in Europe, and in particular in Germany in 2015, when Angela Merkel said there is no upper limit on the number of refugees that Germany would take. No upper limit. She put no number on it. And Biden has done the same thing. Biden is, and his cabinet members have said the same thing. There is no upper limit. They know if they can get all of these illegals in, they will be voting. They will be absolutely voting. And the one thing that illegals want more than anything else, more than free education, more than free health care, more than subsidized housing, more than a job, the one thing they want above all else is family reunification. So the one guy from a family in a village somewhere in the third world who makes it to America and plants his flag, the one thing he wants most of all is to bring the rest of his village, his entire extended clan, and he's going to vote for the party, absolutely 1,000%, that says open borders. This is the beginning of the tsunami. We have seen nothing yet. This is the trickle through the crack in the dam. We have not even seen what's behind the dam, but it is coming up the pressure, that osmotic pressure is building, and the people are coming, and they're coming by busloads. The countries that Trump had made deals with, the deals are off. They're not going to pay to keep people back. You've seen the Guatemala video of those people shoving through the police. They're not going to hold them back. They're going to put them on a bus and get them straight through the country as quick as possible. That's what's happening. There's absolutely going to be no pushback, and the Republicans have no say in the matter. Absolutely zero. Now, this is going to lead to, I think, at some point, a violent pushback by Americans. Normal Americans are not going to just sit there while bus after bus of young men are unloaded in their town. People with no education, no English, and a chip on their shoulder in many cases. There's going to be violent pushback. I think I read that they're sending thousands to an arena in Dallas. It's going to be like a teenage male refugee center. Can you imagine how much fun that's going to be? And that's just the first. That's just to deal with what's already come. That's just dealing with the trickle, the priming of the pump. What's coming is a human wave, a tsunami. And Biden has no say in it. His handlers are Cloward Piven communists. They want to overwhelm America. They want to wreck America. And this is just their tool for doing it. Just flood the country and just overrun it. America will be ruined as a superpower. The civil strife and possible civil war will be almost built in. And on top of it, hyperinflation and an economic crash. What could be better? But this is what the Democrats want. It's not an accident. It's the plan.